Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be listening to this Chip Chat. My name is Jake Smith, and you've joined us for a Chip Chat Conversations in the Cloud. I'm with Tal Doran, Director of Solutions Architecture at Gigaspaces. Tal, welcome.
Hi, Jake. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Can you tell us a little bit about Gigaspaces and also about yourself?
Gigaspaces has been around for the past 17 years, one of the original companies adopting in-memory technology, basically allowing organizations, enterprises, financial, transportation, and other verticals to build their applications on top of our platforms, simplifying and obviously increasing performance of the whole architecture. I came from the R&D. I also went with my career to BI companies, business intelligence, and now focusing on pre-sales and biz dev, I'm seeing a lot of traditional multi-tier architecture in many of the enterprises. And I think the world is kind of shifting from that traditional approach to a more big data and even more specifically, SaaS data architecture.
Let's talk about how in-memory architecture benefits end users and our customers.
So using in-memory architecture or in-memory computing is basically leveraging distributed platform to increase performance, lower costs, or should I say lower TCO. And at the end of the day, basically simplifying everything by leveraging a microservices platform that takes care of everything you would basically do in order to keep the architecture working as fast and as highly available as possible.
Where is it that Gigaspaces can add the most value through analytics for their customers?
In the past, Gigaspaces were mainly focused on providing transformational opportunities. Basically, how do we squeeze long hours or batch processes into the millisecond range? How do we allow aggregations, correlations, patterns? And I think what we are kind of looking at now is an insights platform. That is the current evolution of Gigaspaces. We've taken the past 17 years of in-memory computing know-how and applied it to building one platform to serve many aspects of the fast data challenges.
What kind of vertical markets, you know, if our customer works in transportation and or one of our listeners works in oil and gas, how can Gigaspaces help them? Because I know you guys have some leadership positions in some key verticals. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Many verticals are actually investigating how to leverage their data, the ingested data, the archive data, to create actionable insights, to allow that data to increase business performance, to cut down on costs and how to make money, financial services, healthcare, telco, retail, IoT. All those verticals have something in common. They have a lot of data. Whether we're talking on-premise or public cloud, we're talking about ingesting hundreds of thousands of transactions per second. And the question is not how to actually store that data, but how to leverage that data for predictions, for descriptive analytics, and other use cases.
So let's talk a little bit about the Insight Edge platform. You guys have developed it. It does target some verticals, but it really is addressing customer challenges. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. Customer challenges, the way we see the industry, enterprises are slow by design, not computation. So how we transform traditional architecture, enterprise architecture, multi-tier architecture, the same way we transformed the multi-tier architecture into the 17 years of in-memory computing XAP, how do we transform it into a fast data platform, into an insight platform? So the kind of challenges we're seeing are how to reduce hours of data simulations into seconds. How do we build in IoT, Edge and IoT Hub? How do we implement predictive analytics and anomaly detection? How would it trigger a transactional workflow according to the prediction data? These are the kind of challenges we're seeing in the industry, where the more high-end enterprises, especially we see that in finance, trying to build live risk result stores, not just a matter of aggregating and storing the data, but actually being able to play around and query the data in real time, the transactional data. These are the kind of challenges we're seeing in the industry. Everybody is trying to solve them. We believe, or should I say, from other articles I'm reading, about 20 to 30% are actually being successful in being data-driven.
We have had a long-standing relationship between Intel and Gigaspaces. Can you talk for our listeners so that they understand what are some of the things that we're working on?
Insight Edge is basically an insight platform. The idea here is to unify the different tiers, especially if we're talking about a big data complex workflow, into one platform that can handle many of the aspects. Together with Intel, we were able to actually approach three of those aspects. The first one is on the hardware part, leveraging Intel's new NVMe and Optane technology to actually do offheap persistence from the memory, which, as we know, is a costly hardware. We're able to persist the data to the disk. Now, with the new Intel technology, we're talking about 8 to 10 times performance improvements for throughput, operations per second. We have done many benchmarks with previous NVMe technology and the new Optane drives. It's pretty amazing. On the software side, we were actually using Intel's Big DL for deep learning. Now, as we all know, deep learning is something which is very costly. Building your own customized hardware GPU-based farms is expensive. Leveraging Intel software on top of our platform, we're able to leverage traditional CPUs for deep learning using our distributed platform. Actually, we had quite a few nice benchmarks, POCs, and use cases.
So you touched on something, Tal, that I'm very curious. On-premise, on the cloud, does Gigaspaces really care where the analytics happen?
That's a good question. Gigaspaces, as a software vendor, we don't really care where the analytics takes place. It could be on-premise, could be on virtual machines, could be on the cloud, hybrid cloud. Currently, Gigaspaces are working on full supported Docker images for our software. So basically, you can deploy your software anywhere you want, obviously leveraging our RESTful API and customized RESTful API. Once you do that, I think there is no limit to where you can deploy this.
Can you talk a little bit about how Insight Edge is really transforming deep learning and data analytics?
Yeah, well, Insight Edge, as I mentioned before, is an insights platform. We're leveraging Apache Spark, which is a distributed analytical framework, basically. It's amazing. However, it does have a few drawbacks. We believe we've solved that by leveraging our distributed in-memory data fabric underneath the hood of Apache Spark. And by adding that and a few other solutions into the mix, we're able to produce the right platform for machine learning, deep learning, and all that is converged together with transactional processing. That is the future of organization when we're talking about analytical roadmap. Specifically for deep learning, our platform has increased performance. If we're talking operations per second on iterations in an extreme way. Leveraging our offheap persistence, we're able to scale into the multi-terabyte range and enable Spark to access warm data in memory and also on SSD. And of course, by leveraging Intel's Big DL, we're enabling deep learning to be actually used on top of commoditized servers, leveraging CPUs rather than expensive GPUs and GPU farms. So anyone can actually scale into deep learning. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be a slow and agonizing process. It's just a matter of taking an insights platform and take a few data scientists a few developers and start developing.
Outstanding. You know, our listeners are going to get a lot from that because, you know, we want our listeners and we want users around the world to begin using GigaSpaces and Intel Xeon and Intel Optane technologies immediately. So what are ways that our listeners can find out more information about GigaSpaces than we were able to cover today, Tal?
We have the GigaSpaces.com site. All information can be found on the site. Solutions, downloads of the product, documentation, white papers, and benchmarks, of course. I would recommend some of the recent webinars we had. And, of course, listeners are always welcome to send an email, whether it's to GigaSpaces or to me directly. I'd be more than happy to answer any question anyone has around our Insight platform or the integration together with Intel Technologies.
Well, on behalf of Intel and our Chip Chat Conversations in the Cloud, our production team, my name is Jake Smith. It has been my honor to be here today with Tal Doran, Director of and Solution Architecture at GigaSpaces. For our listeners around the world, we wish you a good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you may be.